it's not the last time I'm playing it. So, you know, it was the first time being there. I do think you've got to enjoy it a little bit more and appreciate, you know, what you've done to get there and all that. And then, like I say, hopefully the game will be in, you know, in good enough shape to go and compete.
You finished 2014 with that win at the Nedbank Golf Challenge, and obviously some respectable finishes. This year started pretty well as well, leading at the race to Dubai. Is this the best golf you've played in your career?
Yeah, consistently now for a year and a half, you know, has been very, very good golf. I think I've missed two cuts and withdrawn from four events. Obviously, my back, you know, in about 40 events. So, you know, in terms of consistency-wise, it's been brilliant. You know, all it is, you know, week in, week out, is if you hold a few putts on the right weeks, you know, you're going to be up there. Luckily enough, you know, we were able to do that, obviously, at Nedbank. But I think we've had 17 or 18 top 20s, top 25s, you know, in the last, you know, so it's like a 50% ratio of finishing the top 20. So, we have played some really good golf.
What do you put that upward trajectory down to? Is it just experience of being on the tour? You've been on it for 5 years now, or is there something you've changed?
No, it's, you know, it's obviously just, you know, a lot of hard work. Obviously, a few swing changes with Mike Walker and Pete Cowan, and, you know, it's just, you know, I've got the right information, I'm working hard at it, and it's just kind of, it slowly feels like it's, you know, it's getting a bit more natural and it's bedding in a bit better. And then you can obviously trust it more and then take it to golf tournaments.
Now, there's obviously so many iconic moments about the Masters. What really sticks in your mind? What's the image of the Masters for you?
Tiger chipping on 16 is the only one that I actually specifically remember. Cabrera's out of the trees and Bubba's out of the trees are, you know, obviously quite, you know, a little bit more recent. But yeah, you know, a few years back, it'd be Tiger chipping on 16. And then obviously, you know, a few of the shots that you see the first tee shot, obviously a lot, and the 18th tee shot. So yeah, it's just, I'm looking forward to obviously getting there and actually then playing them myself, see what they're like.
The Tigers obviously having a very difficult time. Does golf still need Tiger Woods?
Yeah, it does. It needs him as long as he's, you know, playing good golf. I don't think anyone likes to see him not playing good golf. It's not good for the sport, obviously it's not good for himself. There's a different buzz around a golf event when Tiger's there. I mean, all you've got to do is look at the stats of obviously volume of spectators when Tiger's there and when he's not there. You know, that speaks volumes. And it's just, when he's there, you know that, even regardless of what his world ranking says, you know, on paper, when he's there, you know that, you know, the best player, well, arguably the best player in the world is there. So it does make a bit different.
And finally from me, what are your ambitions for April? What do you think you can realistically achieve?
You know, a realistically nice goal, I mean, my best finish at a major is 15th. To try and better that would be great.